Hello, everyone. Long-time reader, first-time poster. After a long time, I finally decided to tell the hottest story I've got. And I do have a few of them. But first a few things though, I'm obviously going to change the dialogue a bit to make it more readable. Also, English is not my native language, so forgive if it reads sorta basic, I'm really trying my best. My English is good, but I don't usually write my own stuff, much less this long, in English. This happened 5 years ago when I was 19 and my parents bought me a trip to go study for my TOEFL exam and improve my English at an international English school on a little town 20 minutes away from Manhattan. It was an expensive trip, and the only reason they paid was because my teen years were dark after a sexual assault and subsequent abortion. I had a meltdown at some point and depression became status quo. When I finally finished high school, or preparatory, as we call it here, they felt like I earned it, so there I went. 3 months living on campus at this lovely town. The school once was a small college, I guess the way we lived there wasn't that different. Who knows, I only know American schools through movies, but there were 3 dorm room buildings on campus, a little store, sporting facilities, you get it. And since it was an international school clearly meant for people way above my means, everyone was hot as fuck. Just in my floor, my neighbors next door were 4 insanely sexy girls from Colombia, Germany, Japan, and Spain, and on the other side a group of friend from Sweden and Norway. Each one as beautiful as the last one. Since day one, and for the first time in a very long time, I started to feel sexual again. It started innocently. I shared my room with a Chilean girl. No shade, but she was probably the least attractive girl in school. She ate a whole box of Pop-Tarts and a Pepsi for breakfast every morning and she looked like it. Still, I really liked to masturbate when she went to bed. First under the covers, but by the end of the week I was bare-ass on the edge of the bed, just because the idea of my roommate waking up and seeing me like that was such a turn-on. Then I started to notice the boys. From all over the world, hot and rich and outgoing and ready to fuck. I had sex with a few dudes, and some girls, for those couple of months, and while it was a true sexual awakening in so many ways, this story will focus in my one of my classmates, Joachim. Joachim was 6'0" tall. Is that right? Well, 1.85 mts for literally most people. He had strong and sharp features, deep blue eyes, full lips, dark blonde hair. In Mexico, that kind of dude is way about my league. I'm used to that because in a sea of Mexican women I don't stand as much, except perhaps because I'm slightly taller than the average, 5'7" tall, but in NY I was just a hot Latina, and got even hotter there because I started working out like crazy. Running through the woods and swimming all morning, plus the weather really formed my curls. I was glowing and convinced I could make it happen with Joachim, and if I didn't, whatever. It was just 3 months. It wasn't hard at all to get him into bed. I started to flirt with him heavily the day we got an assignment together. We had a similar sense of humor and got along great. Since I was still shy and nervous, it took me a few days to build up the courage until one morning, while I was running, I couldn't stop thinking about him sucking my clit, his full lips in my pussy. It didn't matter how much I ran, the thought was there, possessing me. I could feel myself getting wet and nervous, cause I knew what I was about to do. I tried to control my shaking body and snuck into his building. Joachim was loaded, so he paid for a room just for himself. I felt my heart beating in my throat in the elevator. I tried to convince myself to leave. And knocked on his door around 6:45 a.m. "Can I come in?" I said nervously. "Yeah." He seemed confused. He was wearing just a pajama bottom that allowed me to see the outline of his penis. He stood next the door to close it behind me, still half asleep. I stayed right behind him, so when he turned around he had my face just a few inches away from his. "I really need your help," I told him, my voice was almost a moan. I was vibrating, feeling every inch of my skin electrified. I knew that the look in my eyes said it all, and he started to notice. "It's really bad," I said and took his hand and put it inside my panties. Between the sweat on my thighs and my own juices, I was a mess, my panties felt wet through my shorts. He started to rub my clit with his middle finger and pulled me towards him, licking my neck and making me feel his growing boner over his pajama. "Oh baby, I've been thinking about fucking you hard," he whispered into my ear and kissed me while he fingered my tight juicy pussy. He made his hand a shovel and pulled it out, and when he opened his fingers it all dripped down to his elbow. I am constantly wet. Most days is horrible because I feel like a slug. When I masturbate I always have to do it in a towel so I won't get a little pool on my sheets, but when I'm about to have sex, it feels like a blessing. Also, it really turns men on. Then he put his fingers in my mouth and I sucked them clean, making sure he enjoyed the show. I was already blind with lust, ready to beg him to fuck me. I started to finger myself while with the other hand I pulled his dick out. It was probably like 16 centimeters, which isn't that big, but it was a beautiful cock. Proportional, pink, thick, with a head begging to be licked. His balls were nice too. I dropped on my knees, took my hand out my panties and got his dick wet with my soaking hand, stroking his thick cock all the way down and staring him deep into the eyes, getting drunk on his horny expression. He couldn't believe his luck, I saw it in his eyes. I felt like a goddess in that moment and swallowed his dick whole. "You're so nasty, oh my god," he kept saying as I deep-throated his cock, alternating with sucking his balls, putting one in my mouth and then the other. I wanted to please him. I sucked him next to his door for about 10 minutes before he came inside my mouth. I kept sucking his cock as he moaned, loud, closing his eyes hard and scratching my shoulder. He came really hard, and I loved watching him come. He then proceeded to eat the hell out me. I came 3 times in that pretty face of his. After that, we started fucking whenever we had a chance. On empty classrooms, in the woods, in the shower, in the library, in a park, in every cheap and sleazy hotel in Manhattan every weekend. I even sucked his dick on the subway. He really cared for me, made me laugh and respected me. He also fucked me like the little whore I was with him, but never treated me wrong outside of that. He couldn't even spank me as hard as I wanted. After a couple of weeks, he met a guy through tennis classes. I always saw him staring at my tits, my legs or my lips, but I could also swear that he stared at Joachim with the same desire. I thought I was crazy. The two of them got close and played tennis with their shirts off after classes. It was gay as fuck and I loved it. I kept picturing them fucking each other. I put the idea of a threesome on the table the day I gave Joachim the blowjob of a lifetime, gagging and deep-throating him. I got my lips to the very base of his cock and opened my mouth a little more to lick his balls with the tip of my tongue. That made him twist and moan, which in return made me feel powerful and got me wetter. But that day I had another plan, since I really wanted him to be happy for the proposition. I got him in all fours and gave him a rim job, alternating between licking his asshole and his balls while stroking his thick dick from behind. I could feel his erection grow, harder and harder till he finally came, really hard, shaking and losing his arm strength. I then turned him around and rubbed my clit against his flaccid dick. I came right away, since I was already so turned on after eating his ass. I cleaned my wetness off his cock with my mouth till he begged me to stop, he was very sensitive. We cuddled after that. I told him I wanted a threesome with his friend whose name I can't recall. Let's call him Sam. "You like Sam?" he asked. "I like Sam for you," I answered and told him about my fantasies. He told me he had sex with a guy once and that he licked it. Also, it won't be hard to convince him, he's always staring at both of us. Guess I wasn't crazy after all. He invited Sam the very next day. I casually dropped by wearing a tight black jean skirt and a leopard print blouse that made my tits look amazing. We all started drinking, Joachim and I in bed and Sam right in front of us sitting on a chair. Sam was Italian, and now that I think about it, he looked like Timothy Chalamet, except he had brown eyes and some muscles. After a couple canned beers, Joachim started to kiss my neck. My pussy flooded. It was already pulsing with excitement and anticipation. I got even wetter, which I didn't think was possible since I was already dripping. I opened my legs wide, making sure Sam had a good view of my panties, and Joachim started to rub my pussy through my clothes. "Maybe I should go," said Sam. I turned around to see him, he clearly wanted to stay. I couldn't see his boner from that angle. Joachim said to my ear, "Suck his dick, I wanna see." I crawled to Sam like a little bitch, making a show out of every move. I could tell Sam liked the desperation in my eyes, staring deep into them and touching his cock through his pants. When I got to his legs, I opened my blouse to reveal my tits. They looked wonderful with my black lace bra. He took one out and started to suck and bite my nipple. I let my head go and closed my eyes, moaning into the ceiling while this gorgeous dude ate my tits and fingered my pussy with 3 fingers. Meanwhile, I was undoing his jeans, eager to see how his dick would be. It was maybe a little bigger than Joachim's, but I didn't think much about it. I started to blow him. He grabbed a fist of my hair and marked the rhythm. "You okay with this?" Sam asked Joachim. I guess he nodded. Some seconds after, I felt Joachim's hand pulling my skirt up and sticking his fingers in my pussy. "You're always so damn wet," "You little whore," he said in my ear, pushing my head into Sam's cock while he undid his jeans and without warning slid his warm cock into my tight pussy. It was the first time he did it without a condom, which got me wild. I started to bounce on his dick while he grabbed my ass and let himself being taken care of. At the same time, Sam was basically using my mouth to masturbate himself, staring into my eyes and occasionally moaning. My eyes were watering and I couldn't breathe, but I didn't care. I needed to please them. "Stand up, I want to suck both your dicks," I told them, and they obeyed. They stood next to each other, looking down on me. Then, as I was sucking Sam, Joachim grabbed my head and moved it faster on Sam's dick. I was concentrating on deep-throating him, and when I looked up I realized that Joachim and Sam were making out. I grabbed my clit and rubbed it fast, turned on as I never was before. "Lie down, baby, we're gonna take a view," I told Sam and pushed him into bed. I took my skirt off and got on top of him and started to ride his dick like an Amazon. I'm really good at that, I can bounce my ass hard for a long time without getting tired, and I did, jumping on his cock, deep inside of me. He was enjoying it so much, he didn't really seem to care when Joachim took his right hand and put it on his dick. Sam started to stroke him and gave him a sign to get closer. Before I knew it, Sam was sucking Joachim's cock. I was shocked and I came almost immediately, moaning so damn loud, squirting all over Sam's cock, feeling my pussy contract so hard around his cock it hurt. I felt like I was about to pass out, my face probably looked like hentai, my eyes lost, completely red-faced, smiling with my tongue out and moaning like a porn star. I was living my hottest fantasy. "Oh, shit, hold on, you're gonna make me come," Sam said. And grabbed my hips to hold me down. "Come in her mouth, she likes it," Joachim said to him, stroking his own cock. "Come in, I'll help you." He sat down next to Sam and stroked his cock. I kneeled and got into position just right in time. I swallowed Sam's dick hole and he shot a heavy low deep in the back of my throat. I swallowed till the very last drop. "Now it's my turn." Joachim signaled me hop on, and I got into bed and started riding his cute cock. I'm a real moaner, so was he. I loved that about him. He made me come almost immediately, since he already knew how. "Bounce on my cock like you did with him," he said. I started to twist my pussy around his cock, grinding hard on it, sliding from the very top of his head till he was balls deep into me, fast and relentlessly. I turned around to see Sam, who was rocking a soft boner, enjoying the show. When we crossed eyes he stood up and got behind me. I could feel his breath in my ass, and he started to lick my asshole as I rode Joachim. "Yes, baby, keep going," I moaned out of air. Then I pulled out of Joachim's stick, and Sam started to suck it again. What a beautiful view to see that adorable guy with his lips wrapped around Joachim's hard cock. He was as turned on as I was, and told Sam he was about to come. I changed position immediately and got Sam off the way so I could swallow another load. Joachim came in my mouth, but just as I was swallowing, Sam grabbed my chin and brought me to him. We made out with Joachim's warm sperm in our mouths. It dripped out of lips and tongues. We then licked each other's faces and started laughing when we finally finished. We all got in bed together, and made out with each other, out of breath and satisfied. The story really happened, believe it or not. Everyone there was super open about sex. I really miss that. During that trip I discovered that I was definitely bisexual, although nowadays I really prefer girls. Let me know if you have some questions, maybe I'll write some more depending on the answer. Oh, and if you're ever in Mexico City, hit me up so we can have some fun. Also, enjoy the photos, they're not the best but you can imagine the story a little better. Smile. http://imgur.com/wn317gf http://imgur.com/nk1tpoj